going to do such and such, and you're the person that's going to do it, you would say then it's...
I'm going to do that.
All right. Would you ever say it with it? It is...
It is my duty to do
all
that.
All right. It is... talking about Joe, it is...
It is Joe's duty.
All right. Would you say he or him? It is...
It's him. It's Joe's
okay.
duty.
And what about Mary? You'd say it is...
Mary's job.
All right. Would you say she or her? It is...
I just say it. It's her job.
All
Mary's
right.
job.
And instead of saying it is Joe and John, would you might say it is they or them? How would you say that?
I say it's that job.
And what about somebody is tall, and you want to say, yes, he's tall, but I am taller still. He isn't as tall as...
As I.
And then on the other hand, somebody else is taller than you, and you say, well, I'm not as tall as...
As he is.
And if there's some skill involved, say you play the piano, I play the piano a little bit, but he can do it better than...
Than I can.
And if you're talking about somebody who's practicing running, some of the kids from the school
yeah.
maybe, and you say 2 miles is as long a distance as he could go, how would you say that? 2 miles is...
As far as he can make it.
All right. And if something belongs to somebody, and you talk to them, and you say, well, this is
yours,
and it belongs to us, you say,
this is ours,
and if it belongs to them, you say, this is
yours,
them over there.
Yeah.
You'd say, this is
belongs to them over there.
All right, this is not ours, but
them over there.
All right, and this belongs to him, you'd say it's
his.
And belongs to her, you'd say
it's hers.
Hers, okay. And if somebody has come to visit you and you want to ask when they will come to see you again, how would you say that?
Well, I'd say when would it be convenient for you to return again.
Okay, and just talking to the children, maybe some little child, you might say, well, good of you to come to see me. When are you?
Coming back.
Okay, and if you're talking to more than one person, would you ever, talking to John and his wife and maybe the children, you say, well, it's good of you to come to see us. When, or would you use you all?
Yes.
How would you say that?
I just said, when are you all coming back to see us?
All right, would you ever use you all talking just to one person?
No, I wouldn't do that. When would you do so?
When would you? All right. And if something is left, the children are playing here, and you think they ought to take this all out, and you say, here, this doesn't belong to me. This is...
Yours, and take it to
all
your
right.
room.
And if there, you'd say yours
yeah.
rather than you all.
That's
say.
Right, yeah.
And if you wanted to know, there were several different people there, maybe a church, and you wanted to know, and you want to ask... not just one person, but several of them. You might say, who
will go with us today?
All right, and if somebody has, let's say that Mrs. Adams went, or your daughter, and you didn't go, and you want to know, well, there must have been several people there. How would you say, who?
Who was there I knew today?
All right, and how many different people's children were there? How would you say that? Would you say, would you ever say, who all's there, who all's children?
Yeah, that'd be, I think, that's the most best way to say it.
All right, and if you want to know what he said, would you ever use what all to ask that? Now, what did the preacher say exactly? What all?
What, yeah, what all did the preacher have to say today?
And if somebody asks you to do something and you think, well, maybe I can, but I need to understand all about it for sure. You want to know what, now how many things